This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Friday. And, wow.
What a week.
Just a few more days to go, and we'll have a new president.
You know, I don't have any new ways to say this.
Right.
My closing remarks today is this. It's go time. Let's just get out and vote. Vote. It's important. Now, my personal opinion that I really want to tell y'all, I'm unable to tell y'all. Because then y'all will be looking at me crazy. Okay, cool. So vote. Let me find the general way to say this. If you don't vote, it's not going to be good for you. I am telling you this for a fact. I am around rich people. I listen to the way they talk. And the way they talk has nothing to do with the benefit of you. See, I've been regular the majority of my life. So I can relate very, very quickly to what it's like to be regular. I can relate very well to what it's like not to be famous. I can relate very well what it feels like not to be well off. I can relate to all of that. Because it wasn't that far back. I've lived the bulk of my life on the other side of this life I have now. And I've always been concerned about people who are on that side of the life. Everything I've tried to do, every tape I've released, every motivational moment I've had was just to try to encourage and uplift those who want to have a better life. Now, it's not going to get to everybody. I got that. The Bible says the poor will always be amongst us. You know why? Because there's some people that just don't believe that the good life is for them. And then it's some people who are not willing to do the things to get the good life. The average person I know, though, wants a better life. The average person I know wants their children to have a better life than the one they had. Well, this election has something to do with that. You have Make America Great Again, and you have a vote for a better and brighter tomorrow. Those are the two policies at stake. Let's stop listening to these people talking about this woman don't have a policy, because she really does. Donald Trump has a policy too. It's called Make America Great Again. And why you as a black person don't understand what that really means is troubling to me. Because what time period do you want him to take us back to that was better for us? What brown person thinks that the old America was better than a brighter future for tomorrow America? What brown person would think that way? I don't know. I just don't know, man. It's just not even smart. If you look at Trump's policy, Project 2025, that's his policy. He can say he doesn't even know the guy. No, it was a picture of the guy on his private jet with him. They know what Project 2025 is. That's his plan. That's his hidden agenda. But he found out it was controversial, so he quit talking about it. But he gonna bring it all up when he get in, though. Y'all don't think this dude will lie to you? He been lying to you for 8 years. So what would make you think he ain't lying about the Project 2025? He lied about everything else. He lied about the Haitians eating dogs in Springfield. And he stayed on that. And when they interviewed him recently, he said, okay, it's a story I heard. I don't know. I don't heard. But what about the geese? What about the geese? Why is this guy president? What's the matter with us? I'm just hoping that there are enough Republicans who are sick of their party being hijacked by this guy, that they go into that ballot and they pull the thing for the right person, which is Kamala Harris. For those of you that don't see that, man, I kind of see why you don't see it, because you didn't drink the Kool-Aid too. You really believe that this guy is good for this country because you swallowing the Kool-Aid. See, y'all letting this abortion thing throw you off a little bit. Roe versus Wade has already been reversed. It's done. He not going to come in here and do no more. It's done. Abortion is illegal in a lot of the states. If that's the victory you wanted, you got the victory. So why are you going to keep plugging him because you say he's anti-abortion? The Supreme Court justices he has killed Roe versus Wade. Okay, you got that. What policy has he given you that's good for America? That's good for you? That's going to keep your jobs? That's going to make life better for you? More peaceful for you? This guy's about himself, man. That's all I got to say. How y'all doing out there? Carla, Shirley, Tommy, y'all good? Listen.
Very good.
Yeah, y'all talk.
Listening to you. We fine.
I can't.
Oh, you mean meaning you're drained talking about voting? Nah, you pushing the message.
Yeah,
I'm begging.
Done, Steve.
We got to get to the finish line.
That's all we got to do.
We're there now.
We're getting in good trouble. We got to keep doing it.
Yep. Vote early. Vote early. Vote early.
Election day is November
5th. Tuesday, November 5th.
Tuesday.
On the 8th, this thing will be settled.
The 8th, okay.
You think it's going to be 3 days?
Maybe it'll take to the 12th. Maybe because it'll take over the weekend. So you're looking at the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th.
Polls close at 7 o'clock on the
11th. November 11th, this will be settled. Yeah, it's going to take a week. I mean, they are going to do everything because
I believe it.
If he loses, which he will, he's going to claim that this has happened again.
Yeah.
And he gonna rile up the ignorant.
Because he can't face defeat.
Because he could be going to jail.
Right.
Hey, y'all, let's vote. Have a great day. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.